Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in San Diego. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Wednesday, November 19th. You'll be interested to know. 162 years ago, today, in 1863, President Abraham Lincoln delivered a brief but powerful Gettysburg Address honoring fallen soldiers and redefining the cause of the war at a dedication for a national cemetery. The speech crystallized the nation's commitment to liberty and equal rights, setting a moral standard that elevated the conflict into a test of democratic ideals for generations to come. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Wednesday at Tourmaline. This morning, it's looking clean with waves around 2 to 4 feet. Conditions hold steady until around 11 a.m. when it shifts to choppy as winds go onshore at 8 miles per hour. Expect the swell to remain consistent through the afternoon, with winds increasing to 12 miles per hour later on. Best time to ride is at 6 a.m. with a 5-foot incoming high tide, when the west-northwest swell is 2.5 feet at 13 seconds, and the offshore wind is 4 miles per hour. The first high tide on Wednesday will be 6 feet, just after 7:30 a.m., followed by a 1/2-foot low tide just before 3. The nearshore buoy at Mission Bay West reads 66 degrees for the water temperature. Conditions start off with 2 to 3 feet and clean waves on Thursday, but become choppy by afternoon. Friday sees a steady increase in swell, reaching 3 to 5 feet with clean conditions early on. Saturday maintains 4 to 6 feet, but choppy conditions develop later in the day, making Friday the standout for more favorable surf. This morning, it's mostly sunny and it feels like 54 degrees with 5 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 4:45 and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:26. It looks like we're in for some mostly sunny skies today with a high near 63 and a light north wind at about 5. Tonight, expect a slight chance of rain showers after 4 a.m., partly cloudy with a low around 52 and a gentle northeast breeze. Looking ahead in the weather, Thursday will be rainy with showers likely, a high near 62 at a south wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour, then turning cloudy with lows near 55 overnight. Friday stays unsettled with rain likely in highs near 62, before drying to partly sunny skies Saturday with a high near 66 and a continued chance of afternoon showers. Then Sunday will be sunny with a high near 67. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, starting in January, visitors to Balboa Park will be able to purchase monthly, quarterly, or annual parking passes approved by the San Diego City Council. Beginning on January 5, 2026, residents can pay $30 for a monthly pass, $60 for a quarterly pass, or $150 for an annual pass. Non-residents will pay $40, $120, or $300 for the same options. Discount rates will be available for city residents through a website, while park employees, volunteers, and those with an ADA placard can park for free. A free tram service will continue to transport visitors throughout the park. Now on to sports. Oklahoma moved up to 8th In the college football playoff rankings, while Notre Dame remained ninth, giving the Fighting Irish a decent chance to control their postseason path. Ohio State, Indiana, and Texas A&M held the top three spots for the third consecutive week. Alabama dropped to 10th after losing to Oklahoma. The rankings now feature five Southeastern Conference teams in the top 10, potentially paving their way to the playoffs. Miami, currently ranked 13th, faces a challenging path to the conference championship. Exciting rivalry games this Thanksgiving weekend could drastically impact playoff positions. The chances of favorites winning these matchups sit at just 15%. In local sports, the Mountain West football rankings for Week 12 show the Aztecs holding steady while the Broncos fall. The college football season is entertaining, producing both fun and heartbreaking results. In this week's rankings, San Diego State remains in the top spot, with their defense rising to the occasion, while the offense still needs improvement. New Mexico has found renewed success, tied for second place, and Fresno State continues to contend for a title spot. However, Boise State struggles with back-to-back losses, and Colorado State shows signs of fatigue. In top news, new research indicates that the shingles vaccine may help prevent dementia by lowering the risk of reactivation of the varicella-zoster virus. One of the largest studies on this link found that individuals with multiple shingles episodes had a higher dementia risk for several years post-second outbreak. The findings, published in the journal Nature Medicine, emphasize the importance of shingles vaccination for brain health. Researchers analyzed over 100 million medical records from 2007 to 2023. Those vaccinated showed a 27 to 33% lower dementia risk over 3 years. This study suggests a greater understanding of the virus's role in neurodegeneration could improve dementia treatments. In business news, Alphabet stock has risen amid excitement over the artificial intelligence boom, but its chief executive officer sees elements of irrationality in AI investment. Sundar Pichai launched Alphabet's Gemini 3 on Tuesday, calling it state-of-the-art in reasoning. He emphasized that Gemini 3 better understands context and intent behind requests, enhancing user experience. In midday trading, Alphabet stock was up 0.5% at $286. Pichai warned that no company is going to be immune if an AI bubble bursts. Concerns about overinvestment in AI are growing, with a majority of investors indicating companies are overinvesting. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is up 4% to $95,000. Ethereum is up 5% to just under $3,200. And XRP is up 5% to $2.24. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. U.S. Bank has discontinued its robo-advisor automated investor, effective October 28th. This decision is part of a broader trend, as companies like UBS and JP Morgan Chase have also reevaluated their digital advice strategies. A representative from U.S. Bank cited evolving market conditions and customer preferences for this move. Accounts were transitioned to self-directed investing, or the Wealth Connect service, which offers personalized guidance from financial advisors. While some robo-advisors have thrived, others struggle, facing high customer acquisition costs and low profit margins. Wealthfront recently filed to go public, boasting over 1.3 million funded clients. And in entertainment news, Netflix has acquired Johnny Rosenthal's comedy spec, Aunt Roxy, for Ryan Reynolds' Maximum Effort and Amy Williams to produce. In Aunt Roxy, a carefree writer agrees to watch her uptight sister's gifted children for a week, navigating teenage romance and her own messy love life. Rosenthal is known for writing Bad Santa 2, which grossed over $100 million worldwide. Reynolds' Maximum Effort recently boarded an Amazon MGM remake of the 1974 action comedy, Thunderbolt and Lightfoot. Williams' produced credits include Rally Caps and Mothers and Daughters, featuring several notable actors. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American historian and author, David McCullough. And he said, "History is a guide to navigation in perilous times." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in San Diego.